Thank you. So, talking about Magid really is the focus, the telling over of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And unfortunately, probably the main part of Magid is the part that has the worst rap. It's referred to as either Seyul Amad or Arami Ovid Avi. And this is the part of the Haggadah that at this point everyone's had it. This is, you know, there's no Dayenu in this section, and people are already thinking Dayenu, it's enough for us. We've already sung Vihisha Amda, people are waiting, and the food's going to get cold, and we really need to get moving already, so just go away quickly, right? Every person said the Manashtana 17 times, one in four different languages, and we did like three different explanations for why the wicked son is mentioned next to the wise son, and all these things that are really all introduction, right? The talking about the four sons, these things are ways of introduction, telling stories about how others used to do this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, talking about Rabbi Akiva, talking about somebody having a beard that turned white overnight, and all these things are beautiful and great. And if they take up all the time at the Seder and you don't have time to actually get to the main thing, so that's very unfortunate. Especially, it's such a treasury over here of this section, Seyul Amad. What Seyul Amad is, this section, it's basically four psukim taken from somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Deuteronomy. It's taken four psukim from Mikra Bikurim, and it's a summary of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. And Chazal, our sages, dissect it phrase by phrase, word by word, telling us the deeper meaning by connecting other verses throughout Tanakh. So, right, it sounds as dry as can be, and it often feels that way, and especially if there wasn't much prep into it. So we're going to take a look at just one to see a lot of the depth that's hiding beneath that maybe we've read, every single year for the last, 80 years, and maybe haven't noticed, and hopefully that should give us a little bit of faith that there's much more buried underneath, and halavai, we should be able to take a little bit of time to look more into this section. Rabbi Victor just spoke about the word basically varav, and the next pasuk says vayureyu osanu hamitzrim ve'anunu ve'yitnu alinu avodah kasha. Vayureyu osanu hamitzrim, the Egyptians, people typically translate that as vayureyu from the word ra, which means evil, bad. So they did bad to us. The Egyptians did bad to us. Vayanunu, and they afflicted us. Vayitnu aleinu avodah kasha, and they put very intensive labor on top of us, hard work. So we first identify that phrase, vayoreyu osanu hamitzrim. They did evil to us. The Egyptians did evil to us. What other pasuk? Again, what the Haggadah does at this point is it takes a pasuk, looks at a phrase, zones in on a phrase, and elaborates on that by quoting a verse somewhere else in Tanakh. So how does it expound upon the phrase, the Egyptians did evil to us? Kamash and Amar, as it says, the beginning of Sefer Shemos, Hava nishak malo, let us deal wisely with it. This is Paro. Paro talking to his nation, to his advisors, let us deal wisely with the Jewish people, pen yirbe, lest it increase. V'hoye sikrena milchama, and then there might be a war, that is called. V'nosaf gamhu also nenu, that they might join, if there's going to be a lot of them, they might join our enemies. V'nilcham banu, they're going to fight with us. V'ala min ha'aretz, and there's two different interpretations in Rashi over here. Either they'll leave the land, like we're going to lose an entire part of our population, or possibly they're going to drive us out of the land. So the Torah proceeds to tell what happened. So Paro decreed the infanticide, killing of the Jewish babies. He spoke to the midwives. It was ineffective. Then they did it was throwing all the babies into the river, etc. So this is the pasuk that's quoted, Vayivareyo Osanu HaMitzrim. So two questions you have to ask here. First of all, this term, Vayireyu Osanu, they did evil to us. Really, Osanu is not the right word. Sorry, it's not too much grammar. It's not the right word, though. Vayireyu Osanu, it should really be Vayireyu Vanu. They did evil to us. Osanu is like, they did evil at us, with us. It's not, the Vanu is the more appropriate word here. Why does it say Vayireyu Osanu? Okay, that's a grammatical question. Different question. If we want to bring another verse in Tanakh that tells us about the evil they did to us, right? The Egyptians did evil to us. So what would you say? I'm sure you could think of different things. I don't know, maybe whipping us, maybe giving us back-breaking labor. Maybe the quote the actual verse where they actually do decree that everyone should throw the babies into the sea. Why is it like the prelude? Why is that the part that we say, they did evil to us? They planned about doing things bad to us. That's a really poor example. So the way that some explain it, and I saw this I saw this translation in Rabbi Minor of Ari Marcus in his Haggadah, the translation I thought was such a good word for it and really explains everything. Vayoreu osanu, he says, it doesn't mean that they did evil to us. Vayoreu osanu, they eviled us. That's not his translation. He said, but I'm saying they eviled us. They demonized us. They said, they made us out to be evil. They said, we're evil. And based on this, that's a good way to translate the phrase. There's no more grammatical issue. And the pasuk, the proof text that it brings is perfect. What did he say? Paro said, let us deal wisely. Because they seem to be increasing. And maybe they're going to increase even more. And maybe they're going to join our enemies. And then maybe they're going to drive us out of the land, or they're going to leave the land, and they're going to do all these evil things to us. So quickly, before they begin their evil, let's not wait till we have to become victims. Let's take care of the problem now. Vayareyu osanu hamitzrim. They demonized us. They made us out to be the evil ones. And as Rabbi Sarman mentioned, right, shebechol dor v'dor, v'hi shamta, every single generation. If I would have said this last year, it would have been meaningful. But now that we know what we're involved in right now, and the propaganda war starts here, demonizing Klal Yisrael, making us out to be the bad ones. This is something that we see with Paro, later on with Hillary Yimach Shemo Zichro, and currently with Hamas Yimach Shemo V'gufam, right? Hashem should wipe them out, and everybody who supports them. This is the same thing. We are experiencing the same thing. Demonizing Klal Yisrael. When we know, Rabbi Richter just mentioned, we know that we hold ourselves to a higher standard. We know, and I don't have to tell everybody in the room, the lies that are out there. And when you see this pasuk come alive, you realize that that's really the entire story. That the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Shibud Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim, the servitude, the slavery in Egypt, and the Exodus constantly repeats itself. And we've seen it many times throughout history, and we're going through it in a very strong way right now. And it's important that when we say V'hisha Amda, we remember that the thing that stood by us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Mi'adam, Hashem always will save us. But we have to acknowledge the truth. We have to see that it's replaying itself, to really see ourselves in the story, that Shebechol Dar V'Dar, and to learn this story well. This is the night of the year for us too. For now, right? Two nights of the year where we're going to be reliving the story and seeing it the way Chazal are understanding it and explaining it to us and opening our eyes through other psukim that they quote to really understand the story and see how it applies to us nowadays. And Mr. Shem, we should be zocha to do that, to maximize our time on Seder night and to at least one of the things that we hear tonight, maybe two, maybe three, to take them and bring them to your Seder to make it real life. And hopefully in the course of that, we should experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Mi'adam.